Welcome to another short podcast by Peter Hill on things scientific. In this podcast so far, I'm focusing on philosophers. I'm covering general things scientific, and philosophers are the foundation of science. And I've gone back and said, let's look at the first 1,000 years of philosophy. Philosophy sort of began with a big jump at the start, or Western philosophy started at 680 BC with a bloke called Thales. And to make things easy, I've sort of numbered them, the first 50 or so philosophers, a bit like how you would make sense of a football team looking at the jerseys on the back. Now, the philosophers, early philosophers, sort of suffered a few problems. One is they were explaining things which were previously explained quite easily and quite convincingly, with a lot of atmosphere by use of referral to the supernatural and the gods. So why was there a need for it? And they also had a difficulty that they couldn't refer to it as an established idea. It was a new idea that let's try and think of where stuff came from and how we think. So they couldn't refer to more ancient philosophers, as people a few thousand years hence could actually refer back to a philosophical tradition. Now, one of the things, when you do refer back to philosophical tradition, one has the view that these philosophers were well received, listened to, and everyone hung off every word they said. Nothing could be further from the truth. People were a bit skeptical for two reasons. One is that religion had a very practical answer to everything, and the second one was that there was no practical use of philosophy. You know, what could you use it for? And so philosophers often reacted to this, and you have Plato's Republic, which basically covers the allegory of a ship and describes how everyone's on a ship and things go to pieces if you don't have a philosopher there. So there was often a job application for philosophers. What I find rather interesting in the fact that people would ask Aristotle, which is philosopher number 23, about philosophy, and he'd be, I suppose, forced to justify it. And so I find his justification of Thales rather interesting, because you can see that he's speaking to a audience which really doesn't get his value. So Thales was basically a bit of a scientist. He observed nature and was able to do quite staggering feats like predict eclipses. But Aristotle didn't focus on this. He said that he used his knowledge to judge that the next season in olive production would be really great, even though this season was poor. And he used his philosophical sense to buy up olive presses and bid for them at auction. So this is 600 BC, 600 before Christ. You have machinery at auction, and people bid for it. So it's pretty amazing the actual insight you get into the sophistication of society, which was existing without science and without philosophy. So he bid for them, bought them all up, and of course the next season was a bumper season, and he was able to rent them and sell them the olive presses at a price that he commanded. And the people in the ancient world who didn't understand philosophy and the reason for were impressed, and we often nowadays still have to provide an explanation for scientists and for philosophers on an economic terms, which at the end of the day doesn't address the fundamental problem that the people at the time didn't know the value. So they said, oh, well, he must have value because he made money. I suppose nothing could be closer to the truth or further from the truth. So that's a little bit of an insight for reading in and around a topic rather than the traditional histories. And I hope that these podcasts, which cast sort of an unusual light illumination into the era, will help you develop your understanding of science, one, by the unusual insights, and two, by a clear, sort of easy-to-follow structure for ancient philosophy and science. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and in the meantime, keep on doing science.